Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says people of the country now want to vote for development and not in the name of caste or religion. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley says censorship on media not possible now because of technology. Greatest challenge before media is to retain its credibility. Government approves setting up over 1,000 fast-track special courts to dispose of pending cases of rape and POXO Act across the country. India and Asian Development Bank sign a $105 million loan to continue financing the transmission system upgrades in Himachal Pradesh for increased supply of hydropower. Sri Lankan Parliament passes another no-confidence motion against Rajapaksa government. In Ibar Women's World Boxing Championships, debutante Manisha Mohn outclasses Christina Cruz of the United States to enter pre-quarterfinals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that people of the country now want to vote for development and not in the name of caste or religion. Addressing an election rally at Shahdol in Madhya Pradesh, Mr. Modi said the previous government failed to perform in the state and only fooled the people. He said these elections are not about who would win or who won't win. These elections are about the welfare of the people of Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister said this election will decide the future of Madhya Pradesh.
Ye chunav hai, hamare Madhya Pradesh ka bhavishya kya ho, uska faisla karne ke liye chunav hai. हम हमारे बच्चों को कैसा मध्य प्रदेश देना चाहते हैं इसका निर्णय इस चुनाव में आपको करना है आपका मध्य प्रदेश कैसा देखना चाहते हैं कैसा बनाना चाहते हैं कैसा मध्य प्रदेश हो तो आपके संतानों का भविष्य उज्जवल हो इस बात को ध्यान में रख करके ही मतदान करें
Mr. Modi reiterated the promise that all families in the country will have houses by 2022. The government has started working to make sure all households in the country get electricity. He said this government has built more toilets in the country in the last 4 years than earlier governments. Opposition parties are upset over how this present government is working hard for the development of the country.
शिवराज जी की सरकार ने 15 साल में जो किया है वो कांग्रेस वाले 55 साल में नहीं कर पाए चाहे शिक्षा का क्षेत्र हो चाहे आरोग्य का क्षेत्र हो चाहे किसानों को पानी पहुंचाने का मकसद हो चाहे बेटियों की जिंदगी को भविष्य उज्जवल बनाने का प्रयास हो चाहे गांव का विकास हो चाहे शहर का विकास हो
The Prime Minister said leaders at the top should be held accountable for every penny. Challenging the Congress, Mr. Modi asked what have four generations of one family given to the country and what has a Chaiwala given to this country. Addressing a rally in Damoh, BJP President Amit Shah asked under whose leadership is the Congress fighting the election in Madhya Pradesh. Mr. Shah also addressed public rallies in Tikamgarh and Sagar. Meanwhile, Congress President Rahul Gandhi termed demonetization as the biggest ever scam of the country. Addressing a rally at Deori town in Sagar district, Mr. Gandhi assured jobs to the youth if his party comes to power.
Congress party aayegi. Pehla kaam jo maine sarkari post ki baat ki, jo aaj khali pade hue hain, unko hum bharne ka kaam karenge aur Madhya Pradesh ke yuvaon ko sarkari rozgar denge.
He also promised to start welfare measures for all communities of the state, including farmers, women and business community. He has also addressed rallies in Barghat and Mandla. The state will go to polls on November the 28th. Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh today said the centre will take necessary steps for amendment of the 6th schedule of the Constitution to give provision for direct funding to autonomous district councils. He said the matter will be placed before Parliament soon. He was addressing poll meetings and rallies in support of BJP candidates at Saihar, Chongte, Kamlanagar and Dampareng Pui in Mamet's district. Speaking at a rally, he said,
मैं यहां के चीफ मिनिस्टर से पूछना चाहता हूं क्या कारण है एक स्थायी सरकार होने के बावजूद क्लियर मेजोरिटी की सरकार होने के बावजूद मिजोरम का जो डेवलपमेंट होना चाहिए वो डेवलपमेंट क्यों नहीं हो रहा है? मिजोरम की सड़कों को पक्की सड़कों से क्यों नहीं हो रही? मिजोरम में पानी की बिजली की मुकम्मल व्यवस्था क्यों नहीं की?
The state will go to polls on the 28th of this month to elect a new assembly. An election commission team is on a two-day visit to Rajasthan to review preparations for assembly elections in the state. Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat and Election Commissioners Sunil Arora and Ashok Lavasa reviewed poll preparations today in Udaipur, where it held meeting with senior officials of Jodhpur, Kota and Udaipur divisions. More from our correspondent.
Election Commission discussed with the state chief election officer about all preparations regarding election and also reviewed law and order and security related arrangements with police officials this evening. It also held a meeting with representatives of political parties. Tomorrow, Commission will hold a meeting of nodal officers of departments associated with election process. Election Commission will also interact with Chief Secretary, Director General of Police and media persons tomorrow. Jitendra Dwivedi, AIR News.
Finance Minister Arun Jaitley today said that censorship on the media is not possible now because of technology. He said if emergency was ever to be reimposed, it would collapse for the simple reason that one of the strengths of the emergency was press censorship and technology does not permit a press censorship today. He was addressing the National Press Day event in New Delhi today. Mr. Jaitley said the greatest challenge before the media is to retain its credibility.
Today, if you ask me, one of the greatest challenges to media in a free society is how does it retain its own credibility so that it continues to become a maker of public opinion. And I therefore feel when you are legitimately concerned about service conditions, economy, threats from the state, threats to the life, I think how to create a credibility from within is also a subject matter which Indian media will continue to address itself.
He said technology has made putting pressures on the media next to impossible due to growth of the social media. Speaking on the occasion, Chairman, Press Council of India, Justice Chandramouli Kumar Prasad said regulating the media is unacceptable and the Press Council works relentlessly to uphold the integrity and impartiality of the media. On the occasion, eminent journalist and chairman of the Hindu Publishing Group, Mr. N. Ram, was conferred the prestigious Raja Ram Mohan Roy Award for Excellence in Journalism. Earlier, Information and Broadcasting Minister Colonel Rajyavardhan Rathore conveyed his best wishes to all journalists on the occasion of the National Press Day. Prasar Bharati's chairman, A. Surya Prakash, has greeted media persons on the occasion. Talking to AIR in Bengaluru, Dr. Surya Prakash said,
"This is a very important day when we must recall all the struggles for ensuring a free press and liberal democratic environment in India. This is also a day for me to recall great editors, very gutsy editors, who laid the foundations for very strong free press in India."
In Kerala, the famous Ayyappa temple in Sabarimala was opened for the 70-day-long Mandala Makaravilakka annual pilgrimage season at 5 p.m. today amidst tight security. Thousands of devotees have reached the temple premises for darshan. More from our correspondent.
Security in and around the temple has been tightened and huge restrictions have been imposed at the premises in view of possible protest and heavy rush. The prohibitory order clamped at Ilavunkal, Nilakkal, Pampa and Sannidhanam will be in effect till 22nd of November. Meanwhile, Travancore Devaswam Board President A. Padma Kumar said that they will approach the Supreme Court seeking more time for implementing the verdict. Meanwhile, today the police have registered case against 250 persons for protesting against Bhumada Brigade leader and activist Tripti Desai at the Cochin International Airport. Shamila, AIR News, Tiruvananthapuram.
Women and Child Development Ministry today approved setting up over 1,000 fast-track special courts to dispose of pending cases of rape and POXO Act across the country. An official release said Law and Justice Ministry has sent a proposal in this regard to the ministry. The project has a total financial implication of over 767 crore rupees. In the first phase, 777 fast-track special courts will be set up in 9 states and in the second phase, 246 will be set up. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. You can also log on to our website, newsonair.nic.in. India and Asian Development Bank, ADB, today signed a $105 million loan to continue financing the transmission system upgrades in Himachal Pradesh for increased supply of hydropower. The third tranche loan is a part of the $350 million multi-tranche financing facility for Himachal Pradesh Clean Energy Transmission Investment Program. The loan will help the state government to benefit electricity consumers in the state and throughout northern India by increasing the transmission of system capacity. Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana PMFBI is proving to be a boon for the farming community as the scheme provides financial support to farmers who suffer from crop loss or damage. PMFBY helps in stabilizing the income of farmers to ensure their continuance in the agricultural sector by stopping migration from villages. Here is a ground report from our Vishakhapatnam correspondent.
The scheme encourages farmers to adopt innovative and modern agricultural practices, ensuring flow of trade to the agricultural sector, which will contribute to food security, crop diversification and enhancing growth in the agricultural sector. Beneficiary P. Ramanamma of Achyutapuram Mandal expressed her gratitude for saving her family during untimely rain by providing insurance benefit.
I have 2 acres of land and cultivated paddy in this season, but due to the recently untimely rains, total crop was damaged. I am indebted to Prime Minister for compensation paid under the scheme.
In Andhra Pradesh alone, 7,94,642 farmers are benefited under the scheme. The government has decided to extend the insurance coverage to 50% from the existing 30% of the crop loss. Srinivas Mahesh, reporting for AIR News, Vishakhapatnam.
Sri Lanka's parliament today passed another no-confidence motion against the new government of Mahinda Rajapaksa as Speaker Karu Jayasurya took a vote under heavy police presence. The speaker, for the first time in Sri Lanka's history, entered the floor of the house, protected behind dozens of police officials as MPs from Mr. Rajapaksa's side disrupted the house and delayed the proceedings. The session was delayed for over 30 minutes as government MPs had begun a protest surrounding the speaker's chair and an MP occupying the speaker's seat. They had begun the protest calling for the immediate arrest of 2 MPs from the United National Party for bringing in knives into the parliament. A day earlier, President Maithripala Sirisena, issuing a statement on his official Twitter account, urged all parliamentarians to uphold the principles of democracy and parliamentary traditions at all times. Rookie boxer Manisha Mohn punched above her weight to outclass Christina Cruz of the United States in a unanimous verdict to advance to the 54-kilogram pre-quarterfinals of the IBA Women's World Boxing Championships in New Delhi today. The 20-year-old Haryana boxer, who was making her debut in the World Championships, was in complete control during the whole of the first round against the American, who is almost twice her age. In the pre-quarterfinals on Sunday, Manisha now faces reigning world champion Dina Zolomon of Kazakhstan, whom she had beaten in the Poland event. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says people of the country now want to vote for development and not in the name of caste or religion. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley says censorship on media not possible now because of technology. Greatest challenge before the media is to retain its credibility. Government approves setting up over 1,000 fast-track special courts to dispose of pending cases of rape and POXO Act across the country. India and Asian Development Bank sign a $105 million loan to continue financing the transmission system upgrades in Himachal Pradesh for increased supply of hydropower. Sri Lankan Parliament passes another no-confidence motion against Rajapaksa government. In IBA Women's World Boxing Championships, debutante Manisha Mohn outclasses Christina Cruz of the United States to enter pre-quarterfinals. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.